From the Cape Podcast, issue 29, page 7. Experiences with Ionics. Ionics? The other day, I was able to get to grips with an Ionics, the latest and most powerful machine in the Risk OS arena. I believe the machine to be correctly updated, so I can be confident I was using the latest versions at the time, which was mid-May 2007. It was a bittersweet encounter. Initial impressions. The machine was already booted, so I cannot give any impressions what the boot sequence or speed was like. What I can say was that it was exactly like my RISC PC, only whizzing along at a blistering speed. SparkFS took a bunch of stuff and zipped it up faster than it took me to create the archive in the first place. Normally, with an ARM7 RISC PC, and sometimes with a strong arm, the one main time where the machine appears to crawl compared to a PC clocking many times faster is when it comes to serious intensive number crunching, such as zipping with maximum compression. Not so with the Ionics. Blink and it's done. The machine is so exactly like the older RISC PC that there's plenty of stuff that's similar. The desktop looks practically identical, except for the fact the task manager is represented by a blue blob, which is perhaps better than a RISC OS limited cogwheels, but no matter. I'm afraid I patched the old 3D icon from the RISC OS 3.1 clan updates as the icon. Old habits die hard, you see. Internet. Connected to an orange live box ticking at 1 megabit, the connection was equally slick. Now, I'm used to short bursts of around 18 megabit at my local library, but the sheer fact of the matter is the speed's only relevant if you're the sort that wishes to download loads of songs and dubiously sourced movies. Both 1 meg and 18 meg are somewhat faster than the average person's ability to read. If you need a download, it won't kill you to fire it off and set it into the background. And seriously, if 2 minutes instead of 15 seconds is such a big deal, imagine doing it on dial-up. The Ionics is perfectly matched to decent speed internet, unlike many older XP machines with Service Pack 2, or later, that seem to need to think about it first. This, sadly, is where the happy story ends. You see, there are 3 notable browsers in the RISC OS platform. There is a second incarnation of Oregano, there's a newer, easily upset, NetSurf, and then the incomplete Firefox port by Peter Knowles. If I was a web developer, I'd not give time of day to either of the first, because they cannot do JavaScript. Come on, people! The days of saying only loser script kiddies use JavaScript are well behind us. It is now, in some form or other, one of the base web technologies. And yes, it is horribly abused. That doesn't justify skipping it. The savior? The most technically competent is a somewhat cumbersome Bon Echo. This is what Firefox calls itself, as there is apparently some sort of issue regarding the use of the name Firefox. I'm under the impression that the project is stalled as a result of this, which is a great, and I mean hugely massive, shame. While my Film 4 movie reviews looked okay on Oregano NetSurf, and likewise on my machine with Fresco and so-so with Browse, none of these browsers support the layer mechanism used to hide the extended reviews that may contain spoilers. One browser did hide them. NetSurf, I think, I forget. But as it didn't support JavaScript, the show extended buttons did nothing. The one that had the most potential is Bon Echo, but sadly a peculiar bug rendered the background of the document in black, along with black text, and, well, you get the idea. USB support. Everybody has USB sticks of some description these days. Some are memory devices, some are MP3 players. Some of the more clued-up geeks use one device as both. I was pleased when inserting 2 different MP3 players, a Technica ML2 and an iTronics IMP65. The Ionics recognized them as removable memory storage device and allowed access to the files, including supporting long file names. I was worried about the IMP65 as it presents itself to my Windows 98 second edition machine as a USB to IDE interface, with the storage device hanging off of that. USB accesses are incredibly slow. I think it's the handshaking that's slow, as transferring 2 multi-megabyte files is quicker than 3 icons. The big problem, yes, there's a serious problem, is that writing to the device is potentially disastrous. My PC cannot see the files written, twice, on separate days. I need to run Scandisk to tidy the mess of recursive directory structures, copy all of the files that it can see off, and then use a Sector Search Recover product to locate the lost files. I cannot get Scandisk to convert lost clusters to files, as the last time this happened, Scandisk tried to convert a couple of gigabytes on a 256 megabyte device to files and promptly hung the machine. Once the lost files have been recovered, the device is then formatted. Scandisk cannot say any recovery from this problem, and then the files are copied back onto it again. I wonder if there's some teeny tiny word order quirk throwing things astray. It almost works. And yes, I did dismount the device before unplugging it. In summary, the Ionic simply oozed power. With the right software, it'd be a serious force to be reckoned with. And this, unfortunately, is the problem.
Where's the software?
Perhaps a bright, shiny future of Ionics is not so much in RISC-OS but in some version of Unix, or perhaps in the RISC-OS-Unix transition. It needs software.